Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Cooey With Life Podcast. We're almost to the end of Star Trek Picard. I really thought that Worf was gonna die when Whitchcom stabbed him. You know, I just watched it, and I also watched Disney, Mandalorian. I love that show. Him and his little green friend, now he got a robot with him. You know? And that's gonna be another good hit show on Disney Plus, The Mandalorian. And wow. Disney is doing it. They got, I think, 3 hit Star Trek action movies, action TV shows you can go and stream. Now, Paramount had 2 great Star Trek series that you can stream. Now, it's only got 1 action Paramount that you can stream. But, because Picard is going off, and we ain't gonna see Star Trek Discovery until 2024. So, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I mean, I guess Piscard is probably coming through the last first season, or like last of the half of the second season, whatever. How they doing that? You know, the one with Janeway in it. A little confusing me, you know. Also, Strange New Worlds is pretty good, because we got Lieutenant Uhura, and we got the Black Doctor and all, and we got the other cast too, but it's overrated to me. That's my opinion. It's overrated. Yeah. He came before Captain Kirk. Yeah, we got the Enterprise back. Yeah, we probably get some old-fashioned Star Trek. My opinion, I'm not no fake Star Trek fan, and I'm not a fake Discovery fan. I'm a real Discovery fan. Just like the 10 million real Star Trek Discovery fan. You know? And this bullcrap stuff that I see on Google, on my Android, they be writing with polls, fake polls of Discovery. You know, I'm putting it out there, you know, fake polls, and they write about Discovery. And can't find the right words to say. She'll write me a wish come and let everybody know Discovery was good. Oh, I just can't find the word. Start with an A. No, every time I get in here, my brain starts freezing. Audible. Damn. Getting old is that tough? Yeah, they write articles about Discovery. People who never watched Discovery and all write fake articles about it. So I'm sorry, people. I'm just going on about Discovery, and ain't really nothing you can do about it. It's gone. It's at its final season. And don't worry, I ain't gonna cry nothing. Because I know we're gonna get another black captain. And she's gonna be a woman. And she's gonna be 10 years before in the future. She's gonna be in the 31st century in the future, right around Captain Michael Burton. They're gonna put some more Star Trek characters in that century, and we're gonna get a whole lot of Star Trek in that century. I know they are. We got 2 centuries. Well, actually, we got 3, because Christopher Pike, we got the old century with Christopher Pike. We got the new century with Picard and the best captain ever, Sisko. And the second best captain, we got the 31st century with the second best captain of Star Trek ever, Michael Burton. So if they do just like they did with Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, and Voyager, they put all 3 stories in that century, and then they do another century before, 80 years before Picard and Sisko, and put them right in Captain Kirk and what's that man name? Christopher Pike century. All they have to do is just do like a couple more. Put them in that century, and then put them in the Picard century with around Sisko and Picard time and Janeway time, and then write some more and put them right in that century and right on time, a time around Captain Burton time in the 31st century, you know? So, got the 23rd century, 24th century, and we got the 31st century. But we still got the 25th century, we still got the 27th, 26th, 28th, 29th, 30th century. So, we still got a lot of centuries to play with, you know, and go back in Captain Arch century timeline and put some more captains in his timeline, you know? So, I think that would help out too, you know. So, I don't know what's going on with the Baltimore Orioles, but I'm glad that I got Reynoldstown, Texas, and it's another town that's listening to me, and Baltimore. Reynoldstown, Texas, Baltimore, and Hollywood. Hollywood Village, something. So I would like to say hi to y'all and trying to get Wisconsin and Texas and California and all of y'all back, you know. You know, would love y'all. Would love to have y'all back. So I'm going to be doing music, you know, in between tapes, in between, what you call, you know, talking. So, and sometimes you might hear the music in the background while I'm talking. And like I said, it's going to be more stuff, because you're going to get the introduction, you're going to get the out end of the podcast. It's more coming. I got my co-host. He's coming. His name is Chaka Khan. He'll be here. And in the future, I already said that you can email me and everything. If you'd like to be a guest or host, I might even ask you to stay to be the host. And who knows where it might be. This will be the future. Way in the future, okay? Not next year, probably not after, or the year after, but it will be like before I go on the road. It will be probably maybe 8, 10, 11 more seasons before I hit the road, okay? Because I'm going to travel 50 states. But I'll still be here in Baltimore. And I'll still be doing a show. So I don't know how many seasons I'm going to be doing. But when I start traveling, it's going to be a couple seasons, okay? And you probably get me on and off. And I'll probably be doing them when I'm in Chicago and Green Bay and Indiana. Definitely going to Gary, Indiana to see Michael Jackson house, the Jackson house. I'm going to Detroit to see the Motown studio. I'm going to see Texas, down in Houston, Texas, to see the big picture of my uncle, Houston, Texas. Okay? Houston Whitlock, they got a big Moyo down there with him on a horse and everything. My bro Brian told me about that, so I'm going down there, take pictures and talk about my uncle. You know, let people know who go into the Black Museum. I'm his nephew. I'm his brother's son, who went into the Marines, and all three, my uncles, Uncle Harry, Uncle Tuck, and my dad all went into the military together. And he's my uncle. And he's up there on the display. So I might even get a guided tour and let the person who doing the guided tour, let him know that's my uncle. You know? And maybe I can speak to some of the people. You know, that would be cool too. And have it live. So I'm going to do a lot of things when I start traveling. And just to make the show more interesting and more fun as we go into the future. So I'm not going to stop the seasons. I'm not going to stop the show. It's going to have a lot of seasons. You know, a lot of seasons. A lot of seasons. A lot. Whole bunch of lot. Okay. But this whole, and I will be getting my promoters, the people who write my scripts and all, I'm going to be paying them to write the scripts so I can read the news to y'all. And you're going to get two more podcasts. You're going to get stories of science fiction stories. And you're going to get true crime stories. Okay? So you're going to get those and all. But they coming soon too. it's going to take a lot of time to get everything all organized and together, okay? And we're still going to try to ask y'all to call in. Now, I got a phone number. Got a phone where y'all can call in. And all I have to do is record y'all and play y'all comments back on the air, okay? I think that's the only way, because I only got one phone. It's in the bedroom, and I can't move it because it's plugged in. And you just call in, say your comments about the show and everything, and the topic we talk about, Star Trek, the government, the war in Ukraine, any topic that you want to talk about and make a comment on, okay? If you're a sports fan, talk about the Ravens, Orioles. Remember, I say before this decade is out, the Orioles gonna take us to the World Series. Make a comment on that. You're an Orioles fan. And the Baltimore Ravens, you're a Ravens fan? Let me know. I'm not. I'm Rams fan, so. But I still got the love for the Ravens because I used to be a fan. And I still got the love for it. And or you just an actual Baltimore citizen and you just want to talk about the things around the city. Like today, when I went out to get my tickets, I saw a crime scene. Broad morning, about 9 o'clock, a crime scene. Right where Candy growed up at. Candy Norman Clark growed up at. Yep. Right in that area. A crime scene. My ex-wife growed up in that area. Someone got shot. It was on a mobility bus. We seen it. We seen a crime scene. We saw the person on the ground. The tape out and everything. Rain, bright morning. Early in the morning. School kids. You know? Let's talk about that. Why? Why? Why y'all want to shoot each other? You know? So, here's some great music. Make you think about what you're doing to this city.
East Coast always in me, Commonwealth, Lil Jon, getting love from my city. I roll call for the DMV. In my own lane, you could still ride with me.
Don't know I mean mistakes.
You won't end, but it's too late.
I don't need your support just to know I'm important.
I won't ever sell myself short, cause I know you'll see me on the come up. Big dreams and big drip. Talk is cheap, but please dare me to run up. I'ma put my money where my mouth is. Talk a good game, I'm an alphabet. Even on my worst day, still an alphabet. Standing next to me, you gotta be an alphabet. Eight ball in your pocket, I'm your alphabet. Space of mine, making boss moves in my own time, and I
ride my own ride.
Find me all alone, I'm on the road. I had to take a couple hits, a couple stones, but targets I don't ever miss, they wanna know. Even on my worst day, still an alphabet.
everyone. Welcome back. This I'm going to start that line too, where y'all can call in. Okay. So, and just tell me what you think of the show, the music, the topics, and everything else, and all. And you can get your opinion on how to approve the show and everything. But it's a show. It's an entertainment show. It's a podcast entertainment show. And this is what I talk about. Star Trek, Star Wars, so on, government, sports, and crime, and now great city, you know, and other cities and stuff. It's the things that I would be thinking about all the time. And I just hope that you get great comments and give me great love, okay? Because I love y'all. Love y'all for listening. I really do. God bless y'all for listening to the show, okay? And just keep God first, everyone. No matter what you're going through, keep Him first, all right? You got to, all right? If you know what's out there in this world, keep Him first, okay? From my own experience, what He done for me, and what man done to me, trust Him more, okay? If you don't know the story, go back to some of the seasons, and I'll explain to the things that happen and all, and past podcast shows, okay? Just go back and listen to those shows. But I'm good now, because living on my own, independent, my own guardian. Yeah, they said that I got autism and stuff like that, but, you know, it's hard to believe, man, because I'm going to get my driver's license, even though I didn't get it when I was 35 or when I was 25 or when I was 18 or 17. I'm going to go, because it's a goal that I put in. So I'm going to get my driver's license. You know, after I get off of here, I'm going to study, and I'm going to make another podcast for the next couple days and keep on, and that's the show go on, and we'll be on the phone studying the permit again. And next year, I'm going to get that private driver tutor, and we're going to go around the block. We're going to do some turns. We're going to do stuff. And I'm going to get that driver license. I permit that I'm going to have my driver license by the end of next year or 2025. Between next year or 2025. Any of those 12 months of next year or the year after. By 2026, I will be driving. So I'll give it two years, including this one, because I got to get my ID and then get my permit. I've been going without an ID for a while now. ID been expired for a long time, so I got to get that going. But that's all good. That's another story, okay? But anyway, yeah, that's just one of my goals. And next goal is just to save my money and go traveling. And just do my podcast show, my YouTube channel, and just enjoy life. The life that God gave me. And the things that I work hard for. Just to do them. Enjoy them. I just bought me a TV off of Amazon, 55-inch TV. I didn't buy a TV for 5 years. I had the 43-inch for 5 years. See? But when I was young, I used to buy electronics all the time. Every time I get paid, I used to buy me a CD movie or something like that. Just waste my money. Especially when I get my taxes. Just blow it. As I got older, I got wiser. And got angrier. and tired of not having money and stuff. So, got money in my pocket. Got money in the bank. Got food. I'm good. That don't mean I don't have no problems, though. The enemy is always trying to throw something at me. But he can't touch me. Know why? Because the Lord got my back. Before, back then, I wasn't talking to God that much. You know, I was doing my own thing and loving that crazy white woman who didn't love me, who's getting me in trouble, throwing me in jail, stuff like that, lying on me, and so on and so on, you know. And but as time went on, I learned my lesson, and I just learned from experience, you know. And what more can I say, people? You gotta learn from your mistakes. Learn from your past. Make sure you don't repeat it. Alright, here's some more great music.
For the passion, now it's all missing without you. Yeah, I'm speeding 91, drunk driving, losing all intention, falling. Once I was living for the passion, now it's all missing without you.
Heaven Gucci, 하늘께까지 telling me that you Gucci. 너같이 아직 got me driving like a movie. 난 아직 고지 걱정 따윈 없지. Pedal to the floor, only seconds left to go. 새벽 4시 오후 아침까지 미안한다고 말하지. 나같이 아직 got me calling like a movie. 난 아직 고지 걱정 따윈 없지. Pedal to the floor, only seconds left to go.
One drunk driving, losing all intention, falling. Once I was living for the passion, now it's all missing without you. Yeah, I'm speeding 91, drunk driving, losing all intention, falling. Once I was living for the passion, now it's all missing,
yeah,
without
my
you.
Life is flashing. I'm running on past it, deal to talk about practice. He's in a game, cool here, don't I know that compassion? How do got China to speed and I go? She know don't read, you already know. Maji my suit when I'm pressing them more. My life been flashing, yeah. Nana G hindu the hair. Remember the time, she does not pick on kido hair. I'm living on one, she got that I want. I him and a meet and a bar. Hoping the future, I'm hoping the future. The meet it on Molly the muscle than I.
Yeah, I'm speeding 91, drunk driving. All intention falling. Once I was living for the passion, now it's all missing without you. Yeah, I'm speeding 91, drunk driving, losing all intention falling. Once I was living for the passion, now it's all missing without you. My life is flashing.
So, I just want to know how your day is, and hopefully everybody's having a great day at work, and it's just one of those days that I'll get to get stay home, because it's Thursday, March the 16th, and I get paid, today is my payday, and but I got to work on Saturdays, so that's why I'm home today. But anyway, I just hope everybody having a great day and having a blessed day. But all the Star Trek fans, once again, I think they nailed it at the last season. They saved the best for last at the last season. And all this stuff is going on in the world. Like, Russia is knocking down American, one of the American, whatever they knocked down. They talking about that now. Something Russia did. Knocked down one of the droids, plane droids and stuff. And just so much involved. I mean, the evil Russia. Now North Korea sending missiles over people's heads and stuff. He's starting some more stuff. He was quiet once. Now he's starting up. And who knows? Hopefully China will keep his head on the ground. You know? And the president of China will change his heart. He will recognize this world that God gave him that gift to be president. And maybe he'll change his mind from trying to destroy the world. He pushed himself away from Russia and talked to that North Korea president to tell him stop shooting missiles and all. And just keep the peace, you know? Keep the peace. Just do stuff in your country, man. Help your people out. Spend money on your people. Instead of spending it on missiles and your military and all that stuff. And your people will take care of you. Give them that freedom and stuff. Stop all the craziness. This is not your world to take from. God gave this world to everyone. Every living cell on this planet. From animals to humans. And you have no right to destroy this planet. You just don't have no right, okay? Keep cool. Thank you. that was beautiful. I mean, at a time like that, you need to clear your mind. All this crazy stuff, you know. And you just need that kind of music to clear your mind. Called A Good Father. I think it's about, it's by Joyce Spring. That was pretty. I mean, that was really pretty. So, keep listening, people. And this, in between songs, and maybe while the song's running too, I will be talking to you. Hopefully you like the music. I love the music. I do too. But, you know.
To yourself, stop what you're doing and let him go. Pack up all your things when you're finally done. Call me up, sweet mama, we'll run. 'Cause oh, what a way to live. Living in pain and fear as a wife. I said next time he hurts you, I'll know when. That time will be the last he ever hurts you. Well, all your extra makeup on. We all feel it too, we know you're hurt. And I know some time will pass before you know what's real. And I can't change the way you feel. But oh, what a way to live a life. Living in pain and fear as a wife. Myself next time he hurts you, I'll know when. That time will be the last he ever hurts you again. Longer will you stay? Don't drown in what's around you, let him go. Won't you find your new surrounding? But the man who loves you, the man I know will treat you like you're worth your weight in gold. 'Cause oh, what a way to spend the living in pain and fear as a wife. I said next time he hurts you, I'll know when. That time will be the last he ever hurts you again. He'll do it again, again and again.
So, that's for all the people who's going through a bad domestic violence situation. I would tell you, and I'm a man too, who was was accused of that. If he's not teaching right, he's calling you names and stuff like that. Do what you have to do, you know? You're a big girl. Do what you have to do, you know? Like the song saying, next time he treats you bad, don't be scared. Just walk out that door. Don't be scared to walk out the door, Eva. Because there's a whole lot of people will hurt, will help you. You know, whole lot of people out there. You know what I mean. This is for you. Give you a little bit more hope. Don't y'all hate the credit score thing? I mean, why we have the credit score thing? Report to all credit, major credit bureaus. Why do we have that? You know? Just tell me. If you have bad credit, fair credit, no credit, you can't get half the things you want to get. I mean, I understand they set it up. Some people don't like to pay the bills and stuff like that. A whole bunch of people. But it's this. When you do pay your bills, they take their time lifting your credit. And then when you miss, I mean, people who just start over, was married, divorced now, and they're starting over, have bad credit, and then they your credit go keep going up. And then they take it down again. It's because you missed one payment. You know, like experience and credit, whatever it's called, travel units and equal font, some all three of those, and then experience, all three of the credit bureaus, major credit bureaus I'm talking about. And I got it right here on my computer. My credit goes up, and it still, like, I'm trying to get my new apartment, and I'm trying to get my credit up, and it's still, like, it's just stuck there. They won't lift it. Lift it up, you know? Raise it, you know? I got this app called Kickoff, and the people from Kickoff is helping me get a better credit score and stuff like that. And it's an app. Go to Kickoff. Go to your app store or your Apple store and call Kickoff. And you have bad credit, they'll set you up an account and you just pay them. They'll set you up a credit card account and they'll set you up a loan account. All you have to do, low monthly payments, you know, like $20 or $10. And your credit score will start going up. Now, make sure you continue paying your regular bills and stuff and everything. But on experience, I got experience boost. And I got the streaming service, Disney Plus, on experience boost. And I got Hulu on experience boost, or streaming service. Those two streaming services. And then I got my regular bills, like my phone bill. And I got my cable bill and my gas electric bill. So every time I pay, I just push the button, boost my credit, and it boosts. You know, I know some of y'all know what I'm talking about because y'all probably got it too. And you get to boost your credit. But they make it more harder for you to do stuff like that. You know, I don't understand it, you know. How can we put up with the things? These things. How can we? Lord, take the wheel. Sorry, people. I'm trying to get you a new song. There we go.
Look around, I stop and stare.
almost time to go again. And once again, people, just be safe out there and just love each other and be good to each other. And just do your best as your best. Put your father first, okay? Put the father first. And you just go from there. Alright, that's really all I can tell you. And I'll see you on the next time on the Quay Without Podcast show. Take care. Live long and prosper. May the force of Jesus be with you. And Ashley, we love you.